Ready to go live?
Yes.
Okay, good evening, everyone. I'm broadcasting live. December 5th, it's the King of Thailand's birthday today. Wonder what's happening in the kingdom. What's news today? Any interesting news?
I didn't watch too much news today. I was out most of the day getting things done. All the coverage here is still on the shootings in California. But
getting a lot of calls. Gotten calls from people today and yesterday. Hey, I found you on Meetup.
Ah, good.
Meetup is really actually a big thing.
Yeah.
Oh, tomorrow, I think I'd better skip the Visuddhimagga class. We better just cancel it, I guess.
Okay.
Because there's a interfaith peace meeting. Meeting of the Interfaith Peace Group in Hamilton. The one of the leaders is an ex McMaster professor. Her husband was one of my professors 16 years ago, and I've just reconnected with him, and so I'm on their email list. And there was one a few weeks ago, and I didn't go, but tomorrow I think someone's coming, maybe to pick me up here, on their way. So, I should probably go.
Sure, I'll send out a message to cancel the class for tomorrow.
Yeah, but I think I'll be able to make it for the two meetings. It's at, 'cause the thing is at 2:30.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, yeah, I'll make it for the meetings. Maybe have to leave the second one a bit early, I don't know.
That sounds good.
Next week I have exams, one exam, and then I have to start studying for the other two. So I have to read Descartes, Locke, and Spinoza. Anyway, so that's, it's good to read about, sort of. I mean, some of the things these guys believe are kind of weird. But it's good to know. It's also, it gives you language, you know, learning the way Western philosophers thought and spoke and the things they discussed. It allows us to explain Buddhism, and many of them were influenced, not many of them, some of them were influenced by Buddhism. So some of them have actually interesting ways of describing and explaining things that we also describe and explain, but in a Western context. So there's benefit there.
Who's the most modern philosopher that you're studying?
Well, it's early modern philosophy, so these three are the cusp of early modern thought. Okay. When people started to question the church and started to try to find ways of knowing that were outside of the Bible says. So they mostly believed in God still, but they started to question many things, started to figure out how to know, how to learn. Probably wouldn't take the class again if I had to do it over.
Is there a part two with more modern philosophy?
There's more philosophy courses I can take. Kind of turned off of philosophy courses, though. Too speculative, really, for me. I think as a Buddhist, there's a woman of Chinese ethnicity, I guess you could say. She's Canadian, but her parents, I think, are from China in my class. And I asked her, what she thought of the class, and she, I think she said she kind of gave a disgusted noise. And we were talking about, I asked her, she's in Eastern philosophy, Chinese philosophy. And I said, yeah, I think I've had enough with Western philosophy. Maybe I should be, probably should have taken that one instead. I'm not sure why I didn't. Maybe it's a night class or something. Anyway, I think I'll probably stick with it for another semester because stopping in January seems a bit troublesome.
Mm-hmm.
With the whole, I mean, they've paid for my tuition, the government paid for my tuition for the whole year. I'm not sure how they'd look at it if I dropped out. It gets complicated, I think.
I think so. Have you signed up for classes for next semester, or is it too early?
I have, but I'm probably going to change it. I'm probably going to take the second half of Latin, because it is useful. It's the base of English. It's one of the bases of English, but also because it's pretty easy. I'm currently getting, I think, 103% in the class. I've got over 100% in each of the quizzes, so... I wasn't going to take the second half, but then now I thought, well, it's so easy, you know. It's one less thing I have to really expend a lot of energy at.
They don't have Pali or Sanskrit?
They have Sanskrit, but I was afraid to take it because my Sanskrit's very rusty, and this was going to be my first go, so I can't take it now in January. I'd have to start it next September. Probably should have taken it in retrospect. But I was cautious. Also, I was thinking I'd be in Stony Creek, so yeah.
Now it's good to be cautious your first semester back.
Mm.
Don't want to get overwhelmed.
So if I came back, I could take it fourth year Sanskrit. It's really hardcore. And it might not be good to take it because I can't remember much of Sanskrit grammar. I'd be really rusty.
They don't have anything more introductory than fourth year?
Well, it's strange how they made it. The first year, the first class is third year, and the second class is fourth year. There's no first or second year. I think the point being that it's more designed. They don't want first years taking it. I think they did that because half the people end up failing the course. Or when I took it, I think half the people dropped out or failed it. And that's when it was set as a third year class. So I think the point is, if they made it a first year class, it's just a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
And make it a third year class, I guess there's a lot of prerequisites. I think you might have to be an upper year to take it or something.
You ready for our question, Bhante?
Sure.
How does one know wanting to not do something, as in trying to suppress a behavior? Can I say not wanting?
Sure. There was once this nun, a Thai woman, who I think she wasn't a nun in the beginning, but Ajahn Thong's very good at ordaining people. She was bulimic, I think, and so she couldn't keep food down. She would throw it up, and maybe bulimic, or maybe she just couldn't keep it down. I don't know. Maybe it was a sickness. And so she explained this to him, and he had her noting, you know, atyanna, throwing up, vomiting. And she was practicing, but it was really difficult for her. And so she came back one day and said, Ajahn, I want to die, she said. I she said, "I can't take it," or something. He said, "I want to die," and or it was something like, "I'm not." I think it started off, "I'm not." Is it my why, which means I can't take it, basically. And he said, "Well, then," he said, "can't take it. Just say to yourself, can't take it, can't take it." And he said, "And I want to kill myself. I want to die." He said, "Wanting to die, wanting to die." I just, "Ajahn, I don't want to live. Not wanting to live, not wanting to live."
He really doesn't get fazed, does he?
Oh, he gave her no quarter. And finally she started laughing and she broke down. Like she let go a little bit, you know, and started laughing. "Ajahn!" And he started laughing with her, and I think then she became a nun. She ended up becoming a nun. She really was able to overcome it. But that's it was kind of being facetious, I think. I mean, you really shouldn't say, "I don't want to live, not wanting to live, not wanting to live." It should be a little more specific than that. Like, you're upset or sad or depressed. That's a bit better. But you see how sometimes that's the best way when people are stubborn, especially. "You don't want to live?" Well, then just say, "not wanting to live, not wanting." I mean, it's kind of, this kind of question, it's very much about semantics. It's not really a real question. It's not really an important one. I don't mean to be too critical, but I think if you look closer, you'll see that there's realities that are a bit more specific and real than whether you want something or you don't want it. It's all just words. What's the state of mind is the question. What's going on in the mind? That's the question. If you want something, if you want, or if you have desire arise, then it's desire. If you have aversion arise, then it's aversion. They're very distinct mind states, and you can tell which one. And often they're mixed up with each other. There's desire, then there's aversion, and there's delusion. And there's lots of states.
A follow-up comment from the questioner. Who says it's clearly wanting. But he's not sure if he needs to emphasize the negation.
I think you have to say to yourself, thinking, thinking, wondering, wondering, doubting, doubting. Sounds more important.
I have a 10-year-old niece who always asks me questions about Buddhism. I was thinking about getting her a book on Jataka stories. I think you have experience teaching kids. What do you think? Is it age appropriate? Can you recommend any editions?
There are Jatakas for children by Ken and Wisako Kawasaki. You'll find them on buddhanet.net. Jataka stories for kids. Most of them are pretty good. They're retold in a way that kids find helpful. Someone once sent me a book for children, Jataka Stories Retold. There was a monk, it's actually, you can buy this book apparently. It's like Buddhist bedtime stories or something. But yeah, the one by Ken and Wisaka Kawasaki is probably a good bet. If you're looking for that, have you another thing is maybe show her my DVD on how to meditate for kids. There's some good lessons in there on different ways of meditating, opening kids' eyes up, getting them an idea of what meditation is. It's not just insight meditation, but sort of a meditation primer for kids. 4 videos. It's really worth it. I think it's good. I know I've seen good results with it for a 3 and a 5-year-old kid. That's they were able to understand it. So, or just my book on how to meditate. If she's 11, she can already start to learn how to meditate from that booklet, probably.
If an abbot dies or leaves the monastery, how is the next abbot selected?
Abbots aren't a part of Buddhism. We don't have abbots in the Vinaya. So that's totally dependent on the country. It has nothing to do with Buddhism directly. Many monks have complained about that. Well, not many monks. Some monks have complained about that. That abbots in most countries have too much power. It's not according to the Vinaya at all. According to the Vinaya, the Sangha has to be in charge, not one person.
Is an abbot different than a head monk?
There's no such thing as a head monk or an abbot. Just that term doesn't exist.
Okay.
It goes by seniority always. So if a more senior monk comes, he's more senior. But it goes by seniority in some cases. For decision making, it has to go by the Sangha. And even still, you know, there's not... Well, if you're staying in a place where there's not four monks, then you can't have a Sangha. So then it's just, you know, you try to get along and try to be respectful to your seniors, that kind of thing.
Well, we hear those terms all the time, head monk and abbot, so... It's just something that just kind of came to be, but it's not really supposed to be?
Not really. Yeah, we have to be careful. It can be a big ego trip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the head monk.
Seniority with monks, is it years as a monk or years of life?
It's moments as a monk, so... I was ordained with 18 monks, and I think I was the second to last. So all the others were senior to me. Actually, I'm not sure if that's true, because we ordained in threes, so I don't know how that works. I think it still works according to eight, according to, there's an order. But we ordained three at a time. So I'm not sure how that quite works. Anyway, none of those, I'm the only one left of those 18.
So now you're the senior.
Well, they're all disrobed.
Yes.
But yeah, you have to, so when you meet a monk, you have to ask when they were ordained, and then sometimes you have to calculate. Usually you say how many reigns are you, and then if it's an equal number, then you have to ask what day were you ordained. I'm older than most monks, my age, because I wasn't, most monks, at least in Thailand, because most Thai monks ordain before the rains, but I ordained for the king's birthday. Oh, today's my birthday. No, I ordained yesterday. December 4th, I missed my birthday.
Oh, congratulations.
Stop thinking about it. So that's, I was trying to think, how many is that? That's 14 now. 14 years a monk yesterday. Because I ordained for the king's birthday, which is today. But we ordained the day before because on the king's birthday there's too much going on. So yeah, my birthday was yesterday.
Well, happy belated birthday, Bhante.
Thank you.
Do you have a Sangha in Hamilton?
Well, there's in Stony Creek there's at least three, sometimes four monks, so together with them we can form a Sangha. Then there's a Laotian monk, and there's a bunch more Laotian monks and Sri Lankan monks in Toronto area. There's lots of monks around if we wanted to form a Sangha, but I'm alone, so I don't have a Sangha here.
Do any of them get together to recite the Patimokkha?
Not that I know of.
Simon tried to give you the cake emote in the meditation chat, but it's not working.
Doesn't work?
No, I had noticed that too. I was trying to do that for someone's birthday at one point.
Bet I can fix that. Like a cake to you, huh? Must just not be showing it for some reason on the. It's strange. Nutty cakes, indeed. Let's find that symbol. How strange. Should be, should work actually. Looks like, it's funny looking at programming code. It's all gibberish. Computers are crazy things.
Yes, they are. We have some fairly inappropriate emoticons for our meditation chat panel. There's like a cocktail and...
We can get rid of them.
Some of them, I can't quite see what they are. Maybe a pizza? Oh, okay, pizza. Pizza's fine. Lots of angry faces, devil, envy. We tend not to use those. I'm a pretty happy bunch here.
Okay, I'm gonna try something. You have to tell me if it works. No, no, that won't work. Oh, I wonder if... No, I don't know. I don't know what's happening. I'm too dumb for this. I don't really know what's going on. Replace that. Oh wait, it's insert smiley that we want. This is the problem. Message val plus s insert smiley. Okay, so each smiley box, we have to find the smiley box. Oh, but there's a populate smileys thing, right? Where we populate the box.
Is this done on WordPress as well, Bhante?
No, this is just something I put together.
Oh.
Probably not something we want to work on in a live forum. Everyone's trying the kink. All right, I'll figure it out.
Can you work on it and also answer a question at the same time?
I shouldn't do two things at once. What's the question?
Is intense fear common in meditation?
And any question that asks whether something's common is really not really, you can't really answer that. I mean, there's no such thing as common. Everyone has different experiences. I mean, what would it matter if it was common? What does that mean? It doesn't really mean anything.
Well, maybe that's another way of saying, this is happening to me. Am I doing something wrong? Yeah, am I doing something wrong?
I mean, even asking whether you're doing something wrong is a misunderstanding. Generally, because if you're being mindful, then you're doing it right. If you're not being mindful, then it doesn't matter what happens. Doing it wrong doesn't have anything to do with what happens. It's how you react to what happens. That is a good point, that if you're doing it right, you'd think, why is this fear coming up in me? I'm meditating. But that's really it. The meditation often helps you to see things that you don't want to see.
Bhante, can we meditate to help others be mindful?
Not directly. I mean, if you're mindful, it encourages other people and it provides a good example for them. But I don't really see how it would be possible to... There's certainly nothing about meditating to help. I mean, why would that be something you think possible?
Maybe helping someone, meditating to give a wish that someone could be mindful. Maybe like sending metta, sending a wish that someone can be mindful. Is that possible?
Well, if wishes were fishes, then we'd have a fry.
It must be a Canadian saying.
That's an American saying. I was told that by an American.
I don't know. It could be. I'm sure I haven't heard all the sayings.
Okay, you know what's happening? This has nothing to do with the smileys. The smileys are being put correctly. So I can turn all those things into cakes. I just have to figure out something's going on somewhere else. And we're formatting the chat improperly.
Okay, so for our meditation group, we have smileys that indicates swearing, punching, angry, envy, devil. I think we need some new smileys. Vomiting.
Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send myself. This could, you're all going to get a bunch of alerts now that are going to make you think it's going crazy. It's going to go crazy for a bit just because I have to test and see what's going on. Oh, I mean, just don't refresh your browser, that's fine. Hey, why didn't that happen? There's too many, right? Yeah. Okay, it is removing that. It is removing that thing from. Is the cake the only one not working? Did anyone notice anything else not working?
I think that's the only one I've come across.
Well, it's beyond me. No cake. Not the cake. It's a good lesson for us all. Let me remove that. We want to remove the martini.
Well, there's a bunch of them. There's like punching and swearing and hitting and envy, puking and...
Puking is okay. Puking is part of the meditation process.
Well, that's true. I'm not sure that anyone's ever used that in chat, though. But it is kind of cool. It does take the alt characters. I hadn't realized that or hadn't thought about that in a while.
Okay, we got faces, and then we got drink. Probably the drink one with it. Is it a parenthesis, D with parenthesis? Is that the one?
It looks like double parenthesis D.
Yeah, okay. Remove that. Ninja, can we keep the ninja?
Ninja's kind of cool.
Who's Toivo? And Heidi. We got rid of the finger, the bandit, the drunk, smoking, beer, and mooning. Those ones are gone. Those I've deleted already. Pizza, coffee, phone.
There's punching, right? Really? Diagonal from the green one.
What's the code for that?
Double parentheses punch.
Punch?
Punch.
I don't see that. Must have missed it. Maybe it's up here. Oh, I see puke and giggle clap, rolling on the floor laughing. Fubar, swear, swearing. We're going to give up the swearing one. Probably shouldn't have that.
I don't think anyone's ever used that.
Swearing in Fubar will get rid of punch. Okay, I found it. Face palm, fingers crossed.
Got the cash money sign there.
Well, you sometimes have to talk about money.
True.
Anyway, we're kind of just wasting time, aren't we?
Well, I think there was another question. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Falling down on my duties here. When meeting someone for the first time, what question do you find most helpful to develop an understanding between each other?
That's an interesting question. I mean, I don't think of such things. I don't worry about such things. I think you should be mindful when you meet people. That's more important. I mean, could you imagine if you had one question that you asked everybody? Wouldn't it come off really, like, canned, you know?
Like a pickup line.
Yeah. Oh, you must say that to all the...
You must say that to all the Buddhists. Yeah.
I don't have a list of questions that I have a list of questions that I ask meditators. Got some fairly rote questions there. But when I meet people, I try to be as natural as I can. I think being natural is important. Not having an agenda, not having anything in behind, you know. Not coming as a Buddhist, even coming at people from the point of view of a human being, you know. As natural as possible. So that's what we're aiming for, is nature beyond nature. Because nature as we know it is all messed up. It's not really natural. But the nature that we understand is like rape is natural and murder is natural. These are all part of the natural world, but they're very unnatural things. So through meditation we become quite natural in a sense. In a sense of at ease and without pretense or agenda, without artifice of any sort. I think we should just say goodnight.
Thank you, Bhante.
Thank you, Robin. Thanks, everyone. Have a good night.
Good night.
Oh, we had that... we have a quote, right? Oops, we ended the broadcast now. That's what we're supposed to do, right? We're supposed to look at that quote. Well, we have to remember. Next time we have to remember to look at the quote. And I'll try to make videos. I'll try to maybe add a video. Maybe Saturday night we can have a video. A recording. Start to do Buddhism 101 again. Maybe I can do that Saturday. We'll see. Anyway, good night. Signing off.